Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, whereas always, we're working together to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an educational and mentoring program for people who want to improve their financial IQ. The stuff that we teach is not taught in high school, not taught in college. This is what the rich are teaching their kids that the poor and middle class cannot. Not because they don't want to, they just can't. They've never done it. They're not multimillionaire entrepreneurs, so they don't know how to teach their kids these principles. And one of the things that we're going to talk about today is personal responsibility. We're also going to revisit, we had some technical difficulties. I think part of it was my fault yesterday. We were talking about risk, and that risk is everything. You want to embrace risk. You want to take risks. And trying to get the understanding that you can't avoid risk. You're taking risks every day. Everything you do is a risk. Everything is risky. There's nothing of value on this earth that doesn't require risk. And the bigger the risk, the bigger the reward. You want to be financially independent, you're going to have to take some risks, big risks. And but they have to be educated risks. If you go out and you take risks uneducated, I have a ghostwriter named Nick, and we were talking, and he goes, yeah, flying to Mexico for a vacation is a risk. The plane could go down. Engine could blow. You could die on the trip. But you could greatly increase that risk by choosing a pilot who's drunk and has never flown a plane before. If you get on that plane with an uneducated pilot, you have increased your risk dramatically. In fact, if he's drunk and's never flown a plane before, you're going to die. It's not really a risk, it's pretty much a guarantee. Well, how does that relate to life? If you don't take risks, if you say somehow that you've figured out a way, you're smarter than everybody else on earth, you've figured out a way to get through life without taking risks, you are pretty much guaranteeing failure. There is no chance at all that you will succeed and get out of life what you want by not taking risks. So we're going to discuss that a little bit more today, but we're going to move very quickly into personal responsibility, and then I'm going to take responsibility off of you as far as your financial position, but then I'm going to put it right back on you. So if you're going to listen to today's show, I suggest you pay close attention. I don't always say this. I don't think in 20 years I've ever said that this is the show you want to pay close attention to. So the first and probably the most important concept is that risk is everything. You know, we discussed this in depth yesterday. Risk is everything. Everything good in life is on the other side of risk. Romance, travel, financial success, fitness, everything requires risk to have it in your life. So once you accept that and you understand that not taking risks actually guarantees failure, then you have to start thinking, okay, I've got to take risks, but doggone it, risks are scary. I'm afraid. I'm worried. I'm fearful. I want to assure you that those feelings, those emotions, are okay. In fact, I have actually sat with people who told me they weren't afraid, and I told them I didn't want them to sign up. And they look at me like, you're turning down my money? Yes. If you don't have a healthy fear, that is probably a sign of arrogance and a little bit of stupidity. You should be and have a healthy fear so that you don't take unnecessary risks. The best way to put it goes back to that analogy of flying to Mexico with someone who's never, a pilot who's never flown before and just had 6 martinis. That would be beyond stupid, wouldn't it? You would just be begging for death to do that. What would reduce the risk? Well, there's two people standing there. The drunk guy that's never flown a plane before, and a sober pilot who has 30 years experience flying the exact plane that you're about to get on. Which one would you want flying your plane? Of course, the guy with the 30 years experience. You would get on the plane, and barring some horrible accident or tragedy, you would make it to Mexico and have a wonderful vacation, and then you'd get back on the plane with the same guy and he'd fly you home. Here's the problem. Let's talk about financial flights. You're trying to fly to financial success. Who's your pilot? The sad thing is most of you are going, well, I don't have a pilot, it's just me. Then you're the pilot. Are you qualified? All right, we'll talk more about this when we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Told that it's normal to lose money in a down market. That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about an analogy that you graduate high school or college, and basically you get on a plane, and your destination is success, and you're the pilot. Your destination, financial success, but as we discussed in high school, did they teach you anything about building wealth and financial success? No. So that's out. In college, did they teach you anything about financial success, understanding of business, balance sheet, P&Ls, net operating income, cap rates, internal rates of return, multipliers? They didn't, did they? So that's out. How are you going to learn to fly that plane? You're just going to guess? You're going to trial and error it through your life? It's ridiculous, isn't it? You wouldn't fly a plane that way because that's too important. Isn't your life just as important as that trip to Mexico? It is. So, wouldn't it be wise to possibly find someone to help you pilot that plane to financial success? Someone with, say, 30 years experience flying that plane to financial success? I'm telling you, if you were going to get on a plane to go to Mexico, you would never in a million years say, oh, just let me in the pilot's seat, I'll fly it. It's too dangerous. It's too high risk. But how many of you hopped in the pilot seat of your own life knowing that you had no idea how to build wealth? None. Your parents weren't multimillionaire entrepreneurs, were they? So they couldn't teach you. We'll discuss that in a minute. But most of you are in a plane, you're flying it, and you have no idea what you're doing. And you're listening to the drunk guy who's never flown a plane before. Who is that? Let's step out of the analogy for a minute and into real life. You talk to your friends, don't you? Are any of your friends multimillionaire entrepreneurs? Are any of your friends even in the financial position that you want to be in? So they're unqualified, so you can't use them. Who are you getting to teach you to fly the plane? See, the bottom line for this particular point is this. High school and college failed to teach you the principles of wealth building. How many books have you read on wealth building since college? How many seminars have you attended on wealth building since college? None? Then what is your strategy? How are you going to get where you want to be? You're doing nothing to get there. You know, you're not reading, you're not attending seminars, you're not growing. How are you ever going to get there? You're not. Does it make sense when I say most people are taking, they have high-risk lifestyles? And it's always the people who say, I'm a risk adverse. I don't want to invest in real estate. It's too risky. Well, you're the drunk guy in the airplane. You don't know how to get to financial success. And you're just flying around in a 747. You're going to kill yourself. You're going to fail financially. So, I promised you I would take some pressure off of you. And let's do that now. The reason that you're flying that plane incorrectly and you're never going to get to financial freedom financial independence isn't your fault. This is Stephen Covey's work from The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. When you were born, people started telling you how to get to financial success, didn't they? First your parents, then your teachers, coworkers, bosses. They told you. Some of you got desperate and you hired a financial planner when the average financial planner in the United States makes like 65 plus commissions. I think it comes to about 105 a year. You go to a guy who makes 105 a year and you go, hey, I know you're not rich. I know you're not retired, but can you teach me how to get rich and retire? Your parents taught you. Well, there's the question. I asked it earlier. Were your parents financially independent entrepreneurs? No. Makes sense that their advice was unqualified. Go to your high school teachers. Were your high school teachers financially independent multimillionaire entrepreneurs? No. Does it make sense that their advice to you about finance was incorrect, unqualified? But then we've got all this great hope. We go to college. Our college professors were all multimillionaire entrepreneurs, right? No. Does it make sense when I say nobody that you've talked to in your entire life was qualified to give you financial advice? It's painful, isn't it? I remember when I had that epiphany and I was like, holy crap, I don't know jack about wealth. Because nobody in your path knew anything. They wanted to help you, they loved you, they cared about you, but they were broke. They were struggling just like you're struggling now. Then what people do is they blame themselves. In other words, right now, I've taken some pressure off of you. It's not your fault. All the people that taught you how to build wealth and become financially independent didn't know what they were talking about. That's not your fault. But there's a problem. You're about to hear something that you can't unhear. And it's all going to be your fault again. So the pressure is about to come back on you. It's not your fault because all these people that taught you didn't know jack. But now that you know that, it becomes your responsibility. You've heard it. You can't unhear it. Now, if you don't start reading, attending seminars, and learning about wealth, that's your fault. You just don't care. You don't care about your family. You don't care about yourself. Say, oh, that's harsh, Steve. Yes, it is. Because the responsibility falls on you. And then you have to be willing to admit this. Everything in your life, good or bad, is your fault. Everything. This is how millionaires think. Everything is their fault, good or bad. The way that Gary Vaynerchuk puts it, if he gets rear-ended at a stoplight, he's going to get out of the car, curse at himself, and say, I should have left for work 10 minutes earlier. That way I wouldn't have been at this intersection. It's his fault. He got rear-ended at a stoplight. He takes responsibility. That's the attitude you've got to have. And you may say, well, some things like getting rear-ended at a stoplight, doesn't matter. That's not his fault. But it does no good. There's no value in blaming other people for your problems, even if it is their fault. Figure out a way you can solve it. Take responsibility for everything. There's another key point here you want to get. If all the problems in your life are not your fault, what can you do about them? Nothing. It's not your fault. Somebody else is controlling you. You really want to live like that? Weak, pathetic. I have no control. It's the government. It's the Democrats. It's the Republicans. It's this. It's that. You're destroying your own life by not taking responsibility. Everything is your fault, good or bad. Only you can change it, which means you want everything to be your fault. Because if it's your fault, you can change it. If it's not your fault, you can't change it. All right, we'll come back with the remedy for this after the break. This is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're in the middle of this is probably the most intense show I've ever done as far as trying to get major points, you know, seven of them in 1 hour show. So let's review. The first major point is risk is everything. Nothing of value in this life comes without risk. Love, passion, adventure, money, wealth, career, it's all on the other side of risk. Second major point is you're responsible. Good or bad, everything in your life, you're responsible. It's nobody else's fault. The minute you blame other people or groups of people or governments or whatever, you're admitting that you're out of control, that there's nothing you can do. It would be horrible to live like that. It is horrible to live like that. You want to take complete responsibility for everything in your life, because if you do, then your brain knows that you can change it, and it will solve the problem. Third major point, we were never taught about financial independence. Not because they didn't want to teach us, they couldn't. Our parents couldn't, our high school teachers couldn't, our college professors couldn't, your financial planner can't, because they're not financially independent themselves. They can't teach you. You need that 30-year experienced pilot on your plane. I hope this is making sense. So now that we've discovered this, what's the solution? The first part of it comes down to being humble enough to look at yourself in the mirror without putting yourself down, without being negative. Look at yourself in the mirror and go, I don't know what I'm doing. I never learned. I was never taught. I don't know what I'm doing. Once you have the moral authority, if you will, to say that to yourself, the moral authority to say that to yourself, you can begin the learning process. But if you're arrogant and you go, I'm going to stay on the path I'm on. Yeah, I've done it for 20 years and it hasn't worked, but I'm going to do it for 20 more years and it will work. That's arrogance and flat out stupidity. Be humble. Without demeaning yourself. It's not that you're not smart enough. It's not that you don't work hard. It's not that you're not motivated. It's that you were never taught the right things to do. And they don't come by osmosis. You got to go out and get them. The way Jim Rohn put it is formal education is there to make you a living. Self-education is there to make you a fortune. You must self-educate. You've got to read. You've got to take classes. You've got to go to seminars if you're going to learn this stuff. Because you look at Grant Cardone. You look at Robert Kiyosaki, Tony Robbins. I could go on and on and on. These are multi-millionaires. They're passing on their successes, sharing with you the ideas that made them rich. Don't you think you should listen to a multi-millionaire instead of listening to your dad? You still love your dad. I got a friend that quotes his dad all the time, and everything he says is wrong. My dad taught me this. I'm like, oh my God, who cares? Is it working? No. Then why do it? Let all that crap go. Still love your parents, still love your high school teachers, college professors, whoever. But you got to let it go in one ear and out the other. The way that Covey continues, okay, we've discovered that our parents, teachers, professors, financial planners can't teach us how to get to financial independence. And what most people do is they work harder at the same thing. They'll go take motivational classes. They'll get more education, formal education. All those things can possibly do is get you to the wrong place faster. Because again, the problem's not with you. The problem is with the directions they've given you, the map. They gave you the wrong map to financial independence. You've got to get around people who are financially independent. They're the only ones that can tell you. And then you got to take action on it. It's not enough to know. Stephen Covey says this, to know and to not do is to not know at all. And I may have butchered that a little bit, but you get the point. You can't just take my courses and then not do anything. You've got to take massive action towards your goals. Massive action. So, if you can take that analogy, the minute you graduated high school, they put you on a plane. You're the pilot. Your goal is to fly to financial independence. but they didn't have any classes on how to fly that plane. How many of you would take off? None of you. You would all go, I'm not taking off in this airplane. But here's what they did. They taught you nothing about building wealth, and you're on a path to build wealth, and you're trying to do it all by yourself. It's not going to work. It's just as dumb as flying that plane. So get out there, start educating yourself, read, listen to books, surround yourself with like-minded people. All of this can be accomplished by joining our group. You don't like me? Join another group. Join a real estate investor group, because 70% of the millionaires in the U.S. used real estate to do it. 70%. Learn how to read a balance sheet. Learn how to read a P&L. Learn how to do a cash flow analysis, a comparative market analysis. Learn what internal rate of return is. Learn what cash on cash rate of return is. Learn what equity multipliers are. I guarantee every one of you can change your life in a matter of 4 or 5 years. It's not overnight. But the reverse is spending another 20 or 30 years doing the same thing you're doing now that doesn't work, and then never being able to retire, never being able to enjoy life, and certainly never being financially independent. So get some millionaires on your team that are financially independent, listen to them, and take action. Personal responsibility. It's all you. No one's going to come do it for you. I was going to make a joke about if you live with your mom, but there's probably somebody listening that still lives with their mom. I don't want to hurt your feelings. Anyway, wait a minute. I probably just did. Anyway, there's my intense 45 minutes. It was so life-changing when I finally realized that I could respectfully ignore all these people that were trying to tell me how to live my life. You know, I can poke fun at one other thing before we go to break. How many of you talk to your spouse before you make a financial decision? It's very common. That's the dumbest thing in the world. You are dumb as a rock if you do that. Unless your spouse is a multimillionaire entrepreneur. Why would you put that pressure on your spouse? You're copping out. You're weak. I don't make financial decisions without consulting my spouse. How long have you been doing that? 20 years? You in the financial position you want to be in? No. Then stop that. All right, this is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we are in the final segment of today's show. So let me open the phone lines. If you've got a question about anything to do with building wealth, maybe I threw out some term you'd like me to define or whatever, give me a buzz, and do so quickly, please, because we are in the final segment. Don't wait 2 or 3 minutes, because then we'll only have a minute or so to answer your question. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's Ask Steve, or simply Steve at TotalWealthAcademy.com, Steve@TotalWealthAcademy.com. This first email comes from Cody, and he's kind of hacking away at wholesaling. It is, you're right, Cody. Wholesaling is a job. It's not investing. Flipping is also a job. It's not investing. It's taxed as earned income. A lot of people are like, oh, flipping is investing. No, it's not. It's earned income. You try to write that off as an investment, you're going to get a little call from the IRS, and you're going to owe a lot of taxes and penalties. So I get your point, but wholesaling is a way for people with bad credit, no money, or people just starting out. It's a way for them to get in the environment. So I actually like wholesaling. You're right in your position. You got several hundred grand. Wholesaling is a waste of time for you, but not for somebody who's sitting there with, you know, 10, 15 grand in the bank. That's not enough to buy a single family house. So they could wholesale, build up their cash reserves to $35,000, $40,000, buy a rent house, wholesale some more, then buy a rent house, wholesale some more. So it's a slow but sure path to investing. Okay, what should I do? Well, with that much money, you really should be passively, you should skip wholesaling, flipping, single family rental. You should go straight to commercial apartments, self-storage, senior living, and invest passively in those deals, and just start building your second stream of income straight out of the blocks. So I agree with you. Wholesaling is not right for you. Passive investing is right for you. So I recommend you come to our free sample class. There's actually one this evening. Just go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. I'll send you a link. But it's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click on the free sample class, Cody. But, you know, don't beat up wholesalers. You know, some people have to start. I had to start in that position. It's a great way to get started if you have bad credit, no money. But they're certainly not the where you should start. You definitely want to start with passive investing. Okay. Let's go to the next email. Phone lines are open at 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Let me see if I've got another one here. Yes, I do. This is from Darko. Cool name. Okay, this is a duplex for $175. Chances are you're getting $1,200 a side. This looks like a very high cash flow deal, but you don't have any rehab numbers, Darko. Let me see if they're in here. Huh. Yeah, don't worry. Okay, you're saying the tax assessed value is only $137. Don't worry about the tax assessed value. The tax assessed value means nothing. It can be high or low. You want a comparative market analysis on this. You want to find out what every other duplex just like it has sold for. But your steps are going to be, Darko, get this thing under contract with a 7-day feasibility study. During that 7 days, get a written bid to make that property perfect. New roof, new carpet, new paint, whatever it needs. Do a cash flow analysis before the end of that 7 days and make sure that this deal cash flows 15% cash on cash or higher. If it does, I would move forward. I think this will, because those are pretty good rents. But you got 2 3-bedroom units. That's a sweet deal, I believe. but I don't have enough information to evaluate it. You make sure you do what I said, please, Darko, before your earnest money gets hard. But get it under contract, 7-day feasibility study, option period. Do all your work during that 7 days and either back out of the deal before the end of the 7 days or close the deal if it works. All right, let's go to the next one. My email is steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, this is from Bruno. Bruno says he's got a lot of cash, doesn't want to do commercial, only wants to do single family. That's a huge mistake, but if that's what you want to do, I mean, that is a huge mistake, but if you're comfortable with single family, that's fine. You want to meet wholesalers, you can meet them at Total Wealth Academy. So go to TotalWealthAcademy.com, TotalWealthAcademy.com, click on the free sample class, that's how you get started. And yes, we have a lot of wholesalers, you can meet them and get them to start sending you deals, single family deals. All right. My email again, steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. This is from Caitlin. Caitlin, I'm not sure what you're asking. Excuse me. Partnering with a wholesaler. I don't really understand this question. I'll email you after the show and get clarification, but I would not partner with a wholesaler. Just buy the deal from the wholesaler. You shouldn't work with one wholesaler, Caitlin. You should work with 20 to 30. You want 20 to 30 wholesalers on your list so that you're finding deals every month. Do not isolate yourself to one, limit yourself to one wholesaler. One wholesaler is not going to find you enough deals. You need 30 or 40 of them, especially in today's market. But I'll email you after the show to verify that's what you're asking. Okay, let's go to the next one. General landlording question. Jared. You own property in Tennessee, Florida, and Nevada, all single family, bought them turnkey. That's good cash flow for turnkey properties. Turnkey properties generally don't cash flow that high. If I'm trying to find the question, Jared, there's a lot of facts here. Okay, I see. You've got a lot of equity in these properties because the prices have gone up. Should you sell them and bring your money to Texas? That is what I would do. Yes. I don't like long-distance landlording. Don't like third-party landlording on single family. You're going to make a lot more money if you sell these three properties, or I don't know how many you've got. It's three cities. I don't know how many houses you've got in each city. Yeah, I would sell them all. Get that equity out while the market's high, bring that money back to Texas, something that's near you, that you can manage yourself. You'll make a lot more money that way. Now, if it's over $100,000, then you really should look at commercial. And you can come to our free sample class to learn how that works. Let me see if there's another question. Just a couple of kind words about the show. Thank you, Jared. Okay, let's see what we got next. Again, please remember that my email is open to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, not just during the show. If you want to ask me a question 3 in the morning, fire me an email. steve@totalwealthacademy.com, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. William, this is a quick answer. Negotiating with wholesalers, it just depends on the wholesaler. If it's a big box wholesaler, probably not. If it's just an individual wholesaler, Yes. I will tell you this, though. Don't get greedy. Get those wholesalers paid so that they call you first with their deals. Don't get greedy. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.